President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Get ready to grip it and rip it.
All right, let's move on. We got golfers waiting.
Dedicated to bringing better golf to America, this is Tee to Green, the golf show.
Tee to Green, the golf show. Thanks for listening and welcome. I'm Jay Ritchie with Debbie O'Connell, the Duke Robert DeCosa in studio in Master Control, and we are ready to talk golf. Got a couple of terrific guests to help us do that today. Are you stuck inside, bundled up next to a space heater, watching it snow, counting the days to spring and summer and golf? With much of the country stuck in the recent deep freeze, golf courses, their superintendents, and greenskeepers are working overtime to get their courses through the winter months. What do they do, and how do they do it? Well, TurfGraph's expert, Jack Fry with Kansas State University, has the answers, and he's back with us today on Tee to Green to tell us how TurfGraph science gets your favorite course through that long, cold winter. But up first, if there was a Mount Rushmore of golf journalists, George Pepper would be on it. For 25 years, George was the editor of Golf Magazine. For almost as long, he's been the editor of Lynx Magazine. Along the way, he's written some 19 best-selling books, played over 750 courses around the world, and covered over 50 Open Championships. The one, the only, George Pepper. And we've got him today here on Tee to Green.
It's early Sunday morning, the sun is coming up. I'm on the tee at 7, I'm here to try my luck. They say this game's a tough one, but I'll give it my best shot. Though the bunkers look like beaches and the greens like parking lots. Oh Lord, what club should I choose?
It's America's longest-running network radio show, Tee to Green, now on Sirius Channel 217, XM Channel 203, and you can listen anytime, anywhere, anyplace on the Sirius XM app, the SXM app. We're also streamed live at sportsbyline.com. Jay Ritchie with Debbie O'Connell, and we're teeing it up and talking golf with George Pepper next, right here on Tee to Green.
All aboard!
There's a new way to travel, and it's one of the oldest forms of transportation. Travel by train. Yes, consider traveling around the United States on Amtrak. Traveling by train is a lot less of a headache than taking a plane, and you'd be surprised how many places you can go on an Amtrak, and there's no passports or IDs needed. Find out how to get where you're going as soon as tomorrow by train. Call the Amtrak Travel Hotline right now. We'll book your trip and email your tickets within minutes. Skip the drive to the airport and skip the lines. Call right now to book your Amtrak reservations. We service most of the United States.
All aboard!
Do something new. Travel by Amtrak today.
800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. That's 800-262-3903.
Are you tired of making trip after trip on doctor visits only to get wrong medications that waste time, money, and cause you side effects? If you're on Medicare, call for a free medical assessment and determine which medications are right for you based on your genetic makeup with our convenient swab test performed in your home and mailed to our laboratory. No more trial and error. The results will tell you and your doctor which medications you don't need and identify more appropriate replacements. If you're on Medicare and take multiple medications, call now for our genetic testing service at little or no cost to you. It starts with a call for a free medical assessment and evaluation of your Medicare coverage. Make this free call right now.
800-948-6814. 800-948-6814. 800-948-6814. That's 800-948-6814.
Right now at Wendy's, get two of these fave items for just $7. The spicier classic chicken sandwich, Dave's single, or 10-piece nugs. It's an incredible deal, but an insanely difficult choice. Do you go double chicky sando, both spicy and classic, one beefy and one chicky? Or maybe you go all in on one and go nug max. Two faves for just $7. Gotta be Wendy's.
At participating Wendy's for a limited time only. Select a request $2 for $7 deal to redeem. Not valid in a combo or with saucy nugs. Single item at regular price. Prices may be higher in Alaska and Hawaii.
The Columbia Interchange System was revolutionary when it was designed over 40 years ago. And it's still breaking ground to this day. Featuring 3-in-1 jackets that adapt to fluctuating weather patterns to keep you warm, dry, and protected no matter what. Whatever the weather, Interchange is there. Shop Interchange jackets and more at Columbia.com.
It's news, it's interviews, and it's lots of fun, too, for everyone interested in golf. And we do it every Sunday right here on Tee to Green, the golf show. Welcome, everybody. Thank you for listening, and thanks for being the most important part of what we do. Jay Ritchie here along with Debbie O'Connell joining us today. Debbie, how you doing?
I am fantastic, Jay. Excited for our two guests today who are amazing, and I can't wait to learn an incredible amount from both of them, as well as the golf on TV today. There's exciting events, which you always talk about at the end of the show. So everybody stay tuned and buckle up because it will be a great show, and I'm fantastic.
How is the weather there in New Jersey? Is it getting better? Are you thinking about getting out playing some golf?
Here's the great news. I'm in Florida, so yes, I'm really thinking about getting out and playing some golf. It'll be 80 degrees today, mostly sunny, I think, so it's great. I get down to Florida most of this time of year, although I get back to Jersey because I have a family up there who I'd love to visit with and spend some quality time as well.
Well, if you're one of those golfers who's stuck in a place that's had sub-zero or freezing temperatures for the last month or so, dreaming of warmer days and getting out and playing some golf, you want to for sure catch our second guest on the show today, Jack Fry, Kansas State University turf grass expert, to tell us what your golf courses are doing right now to survive and get through these winter months so that they're nice, lush, and green come spring and come summer. Jack Fry joining us later in the hour. But right now, our first guest standing by, ready to go. Been thinking about getting this guy on the show for the last couple of years, and we finally were able to do it, and I'm so excited to welcome the guy that I said in the open, if there was a Mount Rushmore of golf journalists, George Pepper would be on it. George was the editor of Golf Magazine for a quarter of a century. He's been at Links Magazine as their editor for nearly as long. And this is a guy who unbelievably has played over 750 golf courses around the world, among other things that he's accomplished. We're so happy to welcome George Pepper to Tee to Green. George, how you doing?
Great. Good to be with you guys.
Yeah, you found your phone. Good deal.
Let's not go into that. That was a senior moment.
Yeah. Well, we all have those, of course. So how are things going? What's going on in your life? I know you've got so many things going on. Has it been a pretty good stretch for you this winter and during the so-called off-season for golf?
Yeah, it's been, I've been incredibly busy the last few years writing books, three or four of them on golf club histories, as a lot of these clubs from the golden age of golf course design from the 1920s are now turning 100. They all seem to want centennial histories. So I did one on Gulfstream Golf Club not too long ago, and I'm working on Fisher's Island now, which is one of my favorite courses in the world. So that's a labor of love. And last year I did a book called Rainmaker with an old friend of mine, Hughes Norton, who was one of Mark McCormick's lieutenants, and he had a lot of good stories to tell, and that was a really fun project. So between that and Lynx Magazine, I'm busier than I need to be at my advanced age.
Is some of that busyness include getting out and actually playing golf still?
Sadly, that's getting in the way of playing golf. So I'm looking forward to finishing this Fisher's Island book and getting out a little, doing some research.
George, you've written a number of books. Which were you most proud of, or maybe it's the current one, and why would it stand out among all of your bodies of work in terms of being an author?
I would say that's a fairly easy one for me to answer, and it's the one probably people like the most, and the one I enjoyed doing the most, and that's 2 years in St. Andrews, which was basically a story of when my wife and I lived there. It was actually an 8-year sojourn we had there, but the book covers the first 2 years, and it was just a wonderful experience. And you know, when I talk about doing the research, that was just living it, and it turned out to be kind of like a series of stories of the things I experienced, and so that kind of is closest to my heart, and I was really glad people enjoyed reading.
You've covered so many Open Championships, including a number of them at St. Andrews. How did that all begin for you? Was it sort of by accident, or how did that start? What's the origin of that?
I graduated from college, didn't know what the heck I wanted to do, went to graduate school in comparative literature, and was a total failure at that. In fact, I went to my advisor after 3 months and said, you know, I'm not very good at this. And he looked me in the eye and said, you know, you're right. So I was up at Yale, which, as you know, is a tremendous golf course. And I think that's the real reason I wanted to go to graduate school. That and the possibility that if I got my PhD, people would call me Dr. Pepper. So, but those are good enough reasons for me to stay. And I ended up, I wrote to the editors of Golf Magazine and Golf Digest, the same letter. I said, let me be frank. I want your job, but I'll take any job. And through a very happy series of circumstances, neither of them gave me a job right away, but within 2 years, I had a job at Golf Magazine, and then through some more incredible luck, for me, not for the editor, the then editor sort of was losing his hop on his fastball, and they were looking for a new editor, and they went to a whole bunch of people. I guess either the people didn't want the job or they didn't want the people. And out of semi-desperation, they interviewed me. And I don't know what I said, but it must have worked because at age 27, I became editor of Golf Magazine. So that's kind of the short, long story.
And George, how did that experience as the longtime editor-in-chief of Golf Magazine shape your perspective on the game and the storytelling of the game of golf?
Well, that's a complicated question to answer. The game certainly has changed a lot since this would have been 1977 when I took over. And it's become tougher to tell the story of golf if you're a golf writer, I'll say that. You know, back in those days, you could still walk up and down the practice range and sort of like a beggar, hey buddy, can you spare a quote? And the pros are all pretty affable and accessible. These days I have a great sympathy for the guys who have to go out there because, you know, the age of greed, the last 10 years or so, so much money being played for it, and they're all now surrounded by posses of agents and handlers, and you have to make appointments with people. So it's tougher to get the help to tell the stories from the pros, but you know, I think that's kind of example of the kind of the throes that professional golf is going through right now.
I couldn't agree with you more on that. Having covered golf for 35 or 40 years myself, agree 1,000%. How about the number of courses that you played? I know you were on a quest there for a number of years, and are you still trying to get in as many as you can, or is that bucket list sort of passed?
Yeah, pretty much. I still had a couple a year, and I'm very glad that I did. I don't know why I kept track. I guess at an early age, I just made a list of the two dozen courses I played, and as you said, now I'm up something just over 800, and it's great fun to kind of look back, and I have an Excel file with the courses alphabetically, and then the date, the year I played them, the people I played them with, and that's kind of the cool part, is remembering who you played with and the good times you had over those golf courses. But yeah, I'm not going to make 1,000, let's put it that way. I'm quite happy with my 800 plus.
Oh, why not? That you might as well go for it. George Pepper, the former editor of Golf Magazine, current editor of Links Magazine. Now, Links Magazine has unveiled its new Links 100. That's its ranking of the world's top 100 golf courses presented by FootJoy. They were voted on. The list came out just recently. George is going to stay with us another segment, and in the second segment with George Pepper, we're going to talk about the list and see if your favorite golf course is on the list. The Links 100. That's next here on Tee to Green.
Attention, fellow conservative investors. What does the name Reagan mean to you? It stands for being the ultimate conservative. It also stands for the Reagan Gold Group. Do you see storm clouds approaching? The stock market hates uncertainty, and there are plenty of reasons to be concerned. High inflation, unstable debt, and economic uncertainty are just a few. You have car insurance, homeowners insurance, and life insurance. But do you have insurance for your retirement savings and your 401k? We urge all fellow conservative investors to learn about the one asset that could help ensure your nest egg doesn't crack under economic pressure. G-O-L-D, gold. Call the one name any conservative investor needs to know about, Reagan Gold Group.
800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. That's 800-360-1917.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Golfers listen because we speak their language every Sunday here on Tee to Green, the golf show. The language, of course, is golf. Along with Debbie O'Connell, I'm Jay Ritchie. We're talking to the editor of Lynx Magazine. George Pepper is our guest right now. And Lynx Magazine recently announced its listing of the world's best golf courses. It's called the Lynx 100, ranking of the world's top 100 golf courses presented by FootJoy. George, a lot of organizations, a lot of publications put out similar type lists and have been doing it for years. What makes the Lynx 100 different from some of those other lists that we see?
Well, yeah, you're right, Jay. I guess there are at least four or five very top 100 lists of one kind or another out there now. And the trick is to make your list different and credible. And I think that's what we've done with our methodology, which is basically we've enlisted the world's greatest architects, the members of the American, European, and Australian societies of golf course architects. And so this panel is composed only of architects, people whose business it is to both judge and build golf courses.
When you look at that, we saw at Cypress Point, they nudged out Pine Valley, right, for that top spot, and there was a point system. So Cypress Point got 48 points, Pine Valley had 47.58. What are the criteria that make up your point system to then rank these courses?
Yeah, that's a good question, and I think it's an interesting question because everybody does it differently. Golf Digest is probably the most anal. They have six or seven categories, and they ask their raters to rate each course according to each of those categories. And Golf Magazine, which I started that one back in 1979, we went in totally opposite direction, which was basically we tried to enlist a lot of very knowledgeable, authoritative panelists and said, you make your own definition of what's great. We're not going to give you hard and fast criteria. You know a great course when you see it, and that's kind of the tack we've taken with the golf course architects. After all, it's their business to evaluate golf courses. But there are certain things like how well the course tests the full range of your skills, the design rhythm, kind of the flow and the balance of the routing of the course, variety, how well the terrain is used or kind of refrained from being ruined, the whole routing, and of course the beauty and the setting of the condition. But we asked them to consider all those things, but to decide individually how much each of those things meant to them, and then give the course a rating, five being the best rating, one being the lowest, and therefore that, Cypress Point got 4.8, which is pretty strong, and Pine Valley was just behind it.
The two courses at the top of the list are American courses, Cypress Point, Pebble Beach, of course, where they're playing the PGA Tour this week, and Pine Valley there in New Jersey. No surprise, I guess, that on the top 100, the courses, the architects with the most courses were Alistair McKenzie and Pete Dye, who landed the most courses on your list. Is that pretty common year to year?
Yeah, I think that our list is not too much different from what you see in Golf Magazine, Golf Digest, Atlantic Golf, and top 100 courses rating. And it's a fairly, even if you look at the top 20, just about half of them are American and half of them are overseas. I would say that in as much as a fair number of our panelists were from the Australian golf course architects, we have a kind of an Australian bias, and I think, frankly, that's a good thing because those courses, because they're on the other side of the world from America, don't always get their due. I think, you know, Royal Melbourne, obviously, but I think we've cast a little bit more light on some of the lesser knowns. One I haven't even played myself, Peninsula Kingswood. It's a really good golf course, and it came in 91. And Paraparamu Beach is actually a links course in Australia. We also gave some credit to. So that would be the one thing I'd say. Our list is maybe a little bit Australian biased.
George, were there any surprises for you? What was the biggest surprise? A course that was ranked lower than you expected, or one that was ranked higher, or that even made the list?
Pebble Beach kind of was lower than I would have expected. I'm a big Pebble Beach fan, and it's down there at 15th. Not sure how to explain that, except that there are 14 really good golf courses in front of me. Augusta National, maybe a little low at 12th. That seems to be a perennial top 10. And Cypress Point was a little bit of a surprise over Pine Valley, just because Pine Valley is always everyone's number one. But I would put Cypress Point above Pine Valley. But I kind of have, I'm a sucker for golf courses near the water. I've always said I'd rather play a mediocre course next to the sea than a great one inland. And, of course, Cypress Point is anything but mediocre. It's really, it's kind of a visceral experience. So
I'm with you on that, George. Yeah, I love the views, too. Did you notice any common thread or theme that has changed over the years, like maybe sustainability being more on the top of mind of the architects or history or anything that's maybe shifted?
I would say it's more a national, international kind of a shifting. You know, the 19th century kind of belonged to Great Britain as far as golf courses. If you were to make a list of the greatest golf courses in the world, obviously we didn't have too many in the 19th century in America. They would have been, the top 50, 45 of them would have been from the UK. The 20th century was the American century, and that, you know, obviously now I think, what is it, two-thirds of the golf courses in the world or something like that are in America, and ergo the best ones are too. I think 60% of the courses on our list are American golf courses. Now, 21st century is up for grabs, but I would call that rest of the world. I mean, the great courses so often you hear now are overseas. I mean, Vietnam is probably the most aggressively building golf course nation in the world right now, and they already have a course number 86 on our list. And of course, Korea, China is building a lot of top-notch golf courses. And although it's in North America, it's not America. Canada, through the Cabot influence. So, I would say that that's been the big change. We've gone from the Great Britain, Rural Britannia, to the American century, to now it's all over the world.
You can go to the Lynx Magazine website, check out the list of the top 100 golf courses in the world. There's a couple that I've actually been able to play, and there's one on there, Mullen, Nebraska, the Sand Dunes course, that is not that far away, that I'm going to try to add to my list here too, George. You get a lot of people that do that, look at the list and go, okay, I'm going to try to play this one and check that one, check the box off on that one?
Oh, yeah, there's an entire club of people who are doing that, and I guess have been for the last 20 years. There's one guy, Bob McCoy, who played all 100 in 100 days. That was several years ago.
Wow.
And,
wow.
And there are people out there, the lunatics, who have played over 2,000 courses. So, yeah, this is a real kind of Baghdad collectors, I guess you could call them, but also lovers of golf courses and golf course architecture.
Exactly. Well, who better than golf course architects to help decide, as your website says, to help decide what the top 100 golf courses in the world are. What's next for George Pepper and for Links Magazine?
Well, as I say, I got to get to work on this book for Fisher's Island. I got to get to work on my game. And we have another big issue of Links coming out in the spring, Masters, and we've got a couple of good pieces that we think people will enjoy seeing there. So that's closing that one in about 2 weeks.
All right. Now, Links is not published on a monthly basis. Is it quarterly?
It's quarterly.
Quarterly. Okay. Is that going to stay that way, or any thoughts of changing that?
Yeah, no, I think so. Jay, the print business has become tough in the last 20 years, and digital is where it's at, and it's much less expensive to put out a magazine digitally than it is in paper printing and delivery. So that's the way it's gone. Links used to be bi-monthly, and now it's quarterly, and even some of the bigger magazines, well, so many magazines have gone away. So it's basically a digital enterprise. That seems to be where the advertisers want to go to. So we have a pretty active linksmagazine.com.
Well, and I encourage everyone to go and check that out. Yeah. And just looking at that list, it's just so exciting to think of and then create your own list of courses you want to play and how many you've played already that are on the list. So everyone, get on this website and check out these golf courses. It's amazing. George, thank you for all you do.
Thank you, guys. Good talking to you.
Yeah, we're going to get your buddy Joe Passov on to talk a little bit more about that sometime down the road.
Well,
tell him
he knows
ready.
His stuff. He's one of those guys with the 2,000 courses played, so he knows his stuff.
All righty. Thanks, George, for doing this. We appreciate it. Thank you so much.
All right. My pleasure.
It's George Pepper, Links Magazine, today here on TD Green.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
You hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, Car Shield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call Car Shield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with Car Shield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-425-2317. 800-425-2317. That's 800-425-2317.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
Top source for golf news and entertainment on the radio, online, on your smartphone. Lots of ways to listen to Tee to Green these days. It is Tee to Green, the golf show with Debbie O'Connell. I'm Jay Ritchie, and our next guest standing by, ready to go on the Tee to Green guest line. I know sometime in the future, the next 2, 3, 4 months or so, you're going to be out on your favorite golf course. You're going to be basking in the sunshine. You're going to be soaking up the good feelings and the warm weather, and you're going to be looking around at the magnificent condition that course is in. But how many golfers are really going to be appreciative of the hard work that's being put in right now by golf course superintendents and greenskeepers during these cold, harsh winter months just to get them in playing condition come spring and come summer? We're going to talk about that with our next guest, who is Jack Fry. Jack is a turf grass expert from Kansas State University, and he is with us today to tell us what is being done all around the country, and especially some parts of the country that have really been hammered this winter with some super harsh conditions, to get those courses back in shape for spring and summer golf. Jack hasn't been with us for a few years, but we're happy to welcome him back to Tee to Green. Hey, Jack, how you doing?
Hi, Jay. I'm good. Thank you.
How are things in Kansas?
Yeah. It's been chilly in Kansas recently.
Yeah. As I mentioned, you know, the winter months, and of course, let's just start with this. If you're driving past your golf course right now and you're seeing it covered in snow, maybe an inch, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 inches of snow, that's not necessarily a bad thing, is it?
Definitely true. I mean, if we get that significant cold weather and there is snow cover, that turf is protected by that snow, and that's a positive thing. But there are multiple things that can cause damage, and golf course superintendents, many of them are aware of that, and we can focus on some of those if you'd like.
Yeah, let's do talk about that. And I guess one of the things is, in areas where the winters are harsh, the turf, the grass itself, is probably going to be different from the grass you might see in southern parts of the country or in Florida, Southern California, correct?
That's definitely true. And just to give you an example, here in Kansas, in the Kansas City area, we call this the transition zone. So it's between the transition between the north and the south. So we deal with both cold and heat in the summer. So with the cold issues, for those that want to use a warm season grass, they have to identify those that are most tolerant to the cold in this region. And there are several Bermuda grasses that can be selected. And for an example, there are several zoysia grasses that can be selected to improve that cold hardiness as well.
And is that pretty common everywhere?
It is common in this region, yes, for those to select it. And just to give you a couple of them that are commonly used now, Tahoma 31 is a Bermuda grass that was developed, and numerous ones were developed at Oklahoma State University. And Meyer zoysia grass has been around since the 1950s, and it's still around because it's a very cold, cold tolerant type that has been here in the transition zone. And then there are numerous things that superintendents have to be aware of in terms of management and other things. If you want to hear about that, we can cover those too.
Yeah, I think that's all very interesting. And besides that, and even what do they have to do before the winter months in terms of preparing? I think golfers have experienced, you know, aeration and top dressing. Is there anything else when we see that, you know, the cold winters have gotten a little bit colder again? What preparation do they do?
Yeah. The superintendents, many of them are aware, and they know what they do. For an example, as they start heading into the autumn, that area, there's some things that you have to focus on. One is Many of them will raise the mowing height slightly, for example, on the tees and the fairways, to allow that grass to take in more photosynthesis and be more prepared for the winter. The other thing, once we get into starting into the dormancy area, when we lose that color on the turf, the warm season turf, they will often avoid traffic on the fairways and you know, as much as they can, because that can stimulate more winter injury. In addition, as they head in later into the summer, into the fall, you don't want to put out excessive nitrogen applications. That can promote more winter injury if they get too much nitrogen later in the year. Good drainage. If we have water that collects at the base, for example, on a fairway, that's going to result in more winter injury when there's water that's not draining well. So they have to promote more drainage to get that promotion for winter tolerance. And another one that's been very common here, just so that we're aware of that, is shade. And if golf courses are dealing with tall trees along fairways or tees, they have to start thinking about reducing the number of trees, or at least thinning out trees, to allow more sunshine to reach the surface. And that shade can really result in greater winter injury as well.
There is so much to consider. I was going to ask too, a lot of golfers notice courses will have temporary greens and in the winters. When they try to stay open through the colder weather months, they create a temporary green. Explain like the purpose of that, and does that injure the fairway or the lead up to the green right in front of it that people use as the temporary area?
That's a good question. You know, I think there may be some benefits. One, they may have it covered at times to protect it. You know, put that cover to protect Bermuda grass, especially in the southern areas. And if they have it outside of the putting green in a different area, that might be potentially in some areas, an area that has some cool season grass, it's not going to be affected as much, which can be a benefit as well. And then maybe when they get to that point where the temperature rises back up, they can open that green up again. But yeah, that can be beneficial over time and not always going to be a problem on the outside area.
Yeah. Jack Fryer is with his turfgrass expert, Kansas State University. Jack, sometimes does it come down, the decision, does it come down to resources or financial resources? Because some courses may have to decide between, well, do we protect our greens or do we protect our fairways? Is that the situation? Is that sometimes the choice some superintendents have to make?
I'm sure that's the case. For example, if they have a Bermuda green in the south and they need to cover those up, that's going to be some cost to get the covers to do that. If you have of course it can vary with maybe 1 year out of 10 or something, but if you have a significant winter injury on a particular variety that you have, there may be then thoughts of, do we need to convert or change to a different variety of warm season grass that we got that can survive better? And that would be greater expensive as well. And we haven't talked a lot, but most of the warm season grasses that we deal with are what we call vegetative types. So they either have to be sodded, or we call it sprigged in. They're not seeded in. And there are just a couple of seeded types that can be used for Bermuda grass and Zoysia. And some golf courses do use those seeded types. But that's things that they think about as they move forward with the future. Yeah,
Debbie asked you a great question about what the greenskeepers and superintendents do before winter to get ready for it. What are they doing, what will they be doing here shortly as winter begins to thaw and go away and the weather starts to warm up? I'm sure they have to do a completely different approach.
That's a good point. And a couple of things. One is, if they're considering that there could have been winter injury, they may take out some plugs from their fairways or from their tees and they can bring them into kind of a greenhouse area or whatever and let them grow up and see if they're surviving prior to everything greening up out there. But they can, inside, they can check them, and then they can find out how significant has it been, and they might do that over multiple different areas that they have. And, you know, once they find out, oh, there is some significant winter injury, then they have to start thinking about the process for potentially improving that. For example, if it's Bermuda grass, they may have to think about enhancing that growth once they start to green up, and that might require fertilization to get them to start spreading out, and so on. And the other thing that often happens that can cause winter injury is that we often get a little bit of a spring green up, maybe even in, you know, in our area, maybe February, March, it might warm up a bit. And then, darn, we get that really low cold temperature again. So that's changed the tolerance of that grass because of that slight warm that has occurred. So there's always things that they have to think about and deal with when we get into the spring area, starting from, you know, February on, basically.
Jack, what can the golfers look for in terms of maybe color of grass or any other signs for them to make good decisions on the course? You know, whether or not the green is too firm to hold because it still has, it's a bit cold or frozen. You know, how does that affect a golfer when they're making their decisions?
Yeah, that's a good point. I would think that if the golfer's out there, and that green is solid and frozen, that may be something that they may want to avoid to a certain extent. That can create more impaction and issues on that green, especially if it's a Bermuda grass surface. But I would think that you know, that the golf course can reflect back to the golfers if they begin with something like that. But
Jack, we saw parts of the country just recently, Alabama, Louisiana, some parts of Florida, that got snow. Did you hear a lot? Were you contacted by a lot of those greenskeepers as to what do we do? Because it's so unusual in those areas of the country.
That's extremely unusual. And some of those, you know, and the funny thing is, I remember I was down at LSU when I started, actually a number of years ago, and we got a little bit of snow, and I don't think they had snow again until recently. So it's just, it's very unique. But again, that snow on the surface is not going to cause much of an issue. If there was no snow and the temperature drops down below 25 degrees on a Bermuda grass green, that's when they would have to be greater concerned without that coverage. So, you know, that temperature without snow is going to have the greatest impact on the winter kill that they could potentially have.
Yeah, and I'm sure it happens a lot, especially in the northern parts of the country where it can get well below zero, and maybe you don't have any snow. A lot to think about there, and a lot to consider. As I said, next time you're out there on the golf course and it's spring or summer, just, you know, be appreciative of what goes on behind the scenes and what goes on during the winter months at golf courses in your neck of the woods to get them in playing condition for you for spring, summer, and fall. Jack Fry, turfgrass expert, Kansas State University, with us on the show today. Jack, thank you so much for being with us today, and we'll talk again soon.
Thank you, Jay and Deb. Appreciate it.
All right. Thank you, Jack.
Mm-hmm.
It was like 10 degrees below zero at my house just a couple of weeks ago, and I was feeling sorry for the golf course superintendents and greenskeepers here in Colorado and in Colorado Springs. We will come back, take a break right here. We'll come back, more to follow at Tee to Green right after this.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy.
The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the Pharmacy Shop.
Fastest hour in radio, quickest hour in golf. It's TD Green, not done yet. Check out what's happening in golf this weekend. The first LPGA Tour event of 2025, the Hilton Grand Vacations Tournament of Champions, Lake Nona, Orlando, Florida, underway. Last round today. Debbie, I know you're down in Florida. Is this part of what you're doing down there, checking out some golf?
I am not up in Orlando watching, but I tell you, the weather is much better this week than it was during the PGA Show week when it was cold and raining. So good for the LPGA right now. And it should be an exciting day. You got A. Lim Kim at minus 15 right now. Nelly Korda started off with a birdie and then made a bogey on her third hole, but she's in the hunt today. As you know, Lynn Grant at minus 12 and Nelly Korda minus 11. So LPGA is in for a real treat today in terms of the excitement coming down the stretch.
Yeah, and you can watch it on NBC and Peacock as well. No football to worry about competing against, so there's that. PGA Tour, the California swing continues on the Monterey Peninsula, the AT&T Pebble Beach Pro-Am. The Pro-Am portion is out of the way, and the final round today should be a shootout. Sepp Straka, 16 under par, leads Rory McIlroy and Shane Lowry by a shot. They're 15 under. Tom Kim, Justin Rose, Cam Davis, 14 under, two back. Lucas Glover, three back. And Russell Henley at minus 12, four back on the Monterey Peninsula. Early coverage today on Golf Channel. Then you can watch it later on CBS. A couple of good tournaments to check out early in the golf season on opposite sides of the country. That's kind of cool. And our thanks to our guests today, two great guests from Links Magazine, George Pepper. Appreciate him joining us, as well as Jack Fry, turf grass experts, Kansas State University. Hope somebody learned a little bit of something about turf grass and about winter kill on Tee to Green today. Good show. That's going to do it. Thanks to Debbie. Thanks to Robert DeCose in Master Control. Till next time, hit them long, hit them straight.